7236. I have a gentleman standing in front of, in front of my bus. He has a dog. He has a mobility device that he's not in that's full of stuff. And he wants on the bus, but I don't know what to do because this is way more stuff than what we're supposed to have on our bus.
Okay, so there's things that he's using his mobility device for that's, like, stacked up in the seat?
Yes, it's stacked, and it's got balls and all kinds of stuff in there. Now he's got his dog standing in front of my bus with him, and I don't even know if it's one of those electric mobility devices, but he's pushing it.
Okay, so is it stacked up, like, to where it's going to be a vision barrier for you?
I don't know about that, because it's behind me, so it won't be in front of me.
No, I know. I was just wondering for your right side clearance as you're looking if that's going to affect you. So, the electric ones, they do have an option to make it so they can manually be pushed. So your concern then is because they're not using it as a mobility device, or what's the concern for boarding him?
Well, the last thing I remember was nobody's supposed to have anything more than a shopping cart, like the little shopping cart, 18 by 30. This is far more than that.
Okay, if it's just a mobility device, I know you're saying it's, you know, taller than what our general rule of thumb is, then I would board them. And if it becomes a safety issue, if it starts tipping over or falling over, just make sure that he's aware that he needs to secure it. If he doesn't want securement for the mobility device itself, then make sure, you know, he's aware of it and make sure it doesn't go in the aisleway or blocking or anything like that. If it gets on and the mobility device is blocking everything, then send me a message and we'll start rolling someone your way. But let's go ahead and board him.
I will board him then. Thank you.
Thank you. At 5:58.